Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Harry and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Today's Do Not Fear scripture on October 4th is Matthew 10:28. Matthew 10:28 says, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul.
Yes.
Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell." Something to think about.
It is that interesting scripture. On today's call, we're going to discuss God checking you out. You know, hallelujah. I was reading Proverbs 10, and I came across verse 22, Classic Amplified, which says, "The blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich, and he has no sorrow with it, nor does toiling increase it." Wow.
Always love that.
Great scripture to personalize. The blessing of the Lord makes Maya truly rich, and he has no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it. The blessing of the Lord makes Denise truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, nor does toiling increase it.
I like the "nor does toiling increase it," because who makes us rich? It's the blessing of the Lord.
Hallelujah. That's a great way to begin today's call. But we want to talk about the fact that God is checking you out. God is very specific in his instructions. You read Deuteronomy 8:1. "All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do." Hebrews 8:5, we're told that God used the children of Israel as an example for us. There's a very good reason that you and I should obey his directions. Deuteronomy 8:1 continues by saying that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord has given thee. When it comes to wealth or opportunity, God checks us out. He determines our response to his word and his command.
In Deuteronomy 8, next verse, verse 2, it says, "And thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep the commandments or no." Listen to the New Living Translation of Deuteronomy 8, 2. It says, "Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey his commands." You know, it's easy to follow the Lord when things are good, but the real measure of our faith is how we act and react when times start to get tough. In the midst of adversity, God wants to make sure that we're depending on him to deliver us from every attack of the enemy, and even from the success we might enjoy through obedience. Deuteronomy 8:3 says, "That he may make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live."
Well,
our obedience to God and his word is an absolute prerequisite on our journey to the rich and satisfying life mentioned in John 10:10. Going on in Deuteronomy 8:6 says this, "Therefore thou shalt," before we get to the New Testament, honey.
Yes.
"Therefore thou shalt keep the commands of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him." We need to recognize who he is, his awesomeness, really. When we obey God, follow his instructions, act on his promises, then the Lord will, as it says in Deuteronomy 8, verses 7 and 9, bring you, and this is the scripture, into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it.
Wow. You know, you may have been traveling through enemy territory, but God is going to bring you into a fresh place where every need will be met and you will lack for nothing.
What a promise.
Now, we personally like that phrase. In fact, we encourage you to lay claim to it because, in fact, make it part of your daily confession. Personalize it. I will lack for nothing. Wow. Hallelujah. Jim will lack for nothing. Mary will lack for nothing. Carol will lack for nothing.
Fred will lack for nothing.
Absolutely. That sounds pretty good. But it gets even better when you remember the Lord thy God and what he's done for you. Deuteronomy 8, verses 12 and 13. 8, 12 and 13. That's when thou hast eaten and art full, hast built godly houses, dwell therein. When thy herds and flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, you'll have a good house. You may have left behind a house in Egypt during the times of bondage to death. But rejoice, you're going to have goodly houses. Notice the scripture doesn't say that you're going to have a house. It says you're going to have houses. Are you hearing this? Let me say it that way. Are you hearing this? Plus the two verses also promise that everything you have will be multiplied. Silver and gold will be multiplied to you. We don't know about you, but we like the word multiply when it comes to money and possessions. Multiplication is definitely better than addition. Hallelujah.
In the Message Bible translation of verses 11 through 13, it says this: make sure you don't forget God, your God, by not keeping his commandments, his rules and regulations that I commanded you today. Make sure that when you eat and are satisfied, build pleasant houses and settle in, see your herds and flocks flourish and more money come in, watch your standard of living going up and up. It says that obedient children are going to have more and more money coming into their lives. But once again, in Deuteronomy 8:14, we're reminded that we have what we have and we'll be able to receive what we receive, not by our own hand, just as we started out in Psalm 91:1. But it's because of the Lord and the blessing of the Lord. And we need to not ever forget what the Lord has done for us. In Deuteronomy 8:14, it says, then thine heart will be lifted up, and thou forget. Deuteronomy 8:14 in the Message says it a little clearer. Make sure you don't become so full of yourself and your things that you forget God, your God.
Wow.
When it comes to success in life, we need to remember also that it's not by our efforts. In Deuteronomy 8:17, it says, and thou shalt say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. That would be foolishness. People of Israel lived primarily in a gregarian society at that time. People earn money by using their hands. This verse would be admonishing us to remember that we have what we have, not because of who we are and what we've done, but because of who God is, and as he's worked in and through us and given us the opportunities to do what it is we do.
Amen. Once again, we're told to remember where our blessings and benefits come from. Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Unfortunately, many believers become successful when they become successful. They forget how they got where they are. We understand that you may have worked hard to get where you are. We also know that it was God who gave you a brain to think with, the strength of a body to work, the health to function properly, and the skills to create possibilities. In short, we are who we are and where we are because of who's in us. We tend to forget why we are where we are. those who helped and blessed us along the way.
That's it.
But we must remember that God is checking us out.
He knows where we come from and what we do. You know, today is a special anniversary for our friends Anthony and Mona.
Yes, it
20
is.
Years, 20 years. Happy anniversary. Praise the Lord and Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
It's going to be a great day. I can say in the neighborhood.
I love that.
A good day to be
a good day in the neighborhood.
That's right.
Any
it's a
day.
Wonderful Wednesday.
That you're being obedient to God.
Yeah.
Is a good day in the neighborhood.
Because he blesses us to be a blessing. That's the most fun part of all, being a blessing.
It's like what you said earlier. God doesn't bless us to raise our standard of living.
Mm-hmm.
He does it to raise our standard of giving.
Yes, he does.
So we move into a whole different realm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God wants for you. It is.
Yes.
We need to look to him to be our mentor and encourager and to take us through to where he wants us to be.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So.
Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.